Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Christine Taylor, an analyst with the Tanasia Group, an IT industry research and consulting firm. We're discussing information management, electronic discovery, and the electronic discovery reference model, commonly referred to as the EDRM. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Todd. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about the electronic discovery reference model. Christine, what is the EDRM?
The EDRM is a way of looking at a standardized e-discovery workflow. Now, it's not a technical standard by any means, and the way that it is now is a bit outdated because e-discovery technology is moving so fast in terms of development that it's changing the stages of the workflow, but it's still useful in terms of vendors being able to talk to customers and achieve some common level of understanding about where they're operating.
What are the 9 stages of the EDRM?
Let me briefly introduce the stages because IT will not be terribly involved the farther to the right of the EDRM you move. So let's picture a line moving from left to right. The first stage is called information management. That's the practice of good data hygiene in the storage infrastructure. When a request hits from e-discovery or compliance or any kind of related business process, then the better you have your storage infrastructure organized, the faster you're going to be able to serve up the information to their request. Identification is the next one. In terms of e-discovery, what that means is being able to identify potentially relevant data that might be involved in a legal matter. Now, preservation and collection are the next 2 stages. They sit on top of each other because you cannot really separate them in terms of timing. What preservation is, it really refers to the ability to secure data against modification or deletion. And the process is referred to as a legal hold. Now, that in general, those 4, we refer to as the left-hand side of the EDRM. And that's where IT either should be or is most intensely involved. The arrest model goes through very, very quickly. The right-hand side of the EDRM is really where the attorneys play, and that is processing. Now, along with this stage is also review and analysis. All they are is the attorneys being able to either manually or with some software help decide how relevant any given piece of data is to the legal matter at hand. Now, after that follow production and presentation, what those are is being able to produce the relevant data into a form that opposing counsel or that the judge can see.
What do storage administrators need to know about the left side of the EDRM?
The left-hand side is absolutely where IT is going to have the most impact and the most demands. Now, I'm going to break this down into 2 concerns or processes. The first one is the need of attorneys to have IT support. The attorneys might not know how important this is until the corporation gets slapped with sanctions. But if IT is aware what kind of pressures and challenges the attorneys are operating under, then IT can suggest software technology that will help them to do this and will tremendously aid that particular business process. The very same software product that can help IT support the attorneys can also help with data retention and management. The reason for that is that the main claim to fame of these early on left-hand side software products is indexing. The vendor might call it mapping, they might call it something else, but the basic idea is that these softwares allow you to build a dynamic index or map of all electronically stored information, or ESI, that's running on a network. What IT can do with this is not only provide that kind of level of support to the attorneys, but it can use the dynamic indexes to do policy-driven data retention management.
Let's talk about best practices for storage administrators. As you said, the left side of the EDRM is typically broken down into 3 stages: information management, identification, and preservation and collection. What are the best practices for each individual stage, starting with information management?
Information management, as I mentioned before, is the practice of good data hygiene in terms of keeping your storage infrastructure efficient, minimized, compressed, and searchable. You need technology tools to do this, which are available. Now, there are 2 ways of doing this. Very frankly, the most common way that people adopt these software tools is called a reactive deployment. That's when something big has come down the pike, usually a very large or very demanding e-discovery case where there's a lot of risk involved. At that point, both attorneys and IT know that they have to put in some sort of software help, some sort of indexing software to do this. The best practice, however, is proactive so that you can build the business case for having these active dynamic indexes in place already. Not only does this help to fulfill e-discovery and compliance requests very fast, a proactive deployment of e-discovery software can also help you to practice good data retention.
How about the identification stage?
Keyword is still the king. This is because the courts still take keywords as the standards of searching. Keyword search is easy. Honestly, you could use almost any enterprise search mechanism to do it, but it's generally inadequate, and it takes a long time to do a purely keyword search. What you need is a software that searches on keywords, of course, but also does other things.
And what best practices are there for the preservation and collection stage?
Preservation and collection is really, I think, of these three stages, the one that's most important to legal, and it's the one where IT can strongly support legal. When attorneys search for the data that they need, they have to be able to prove preservation. They have to be able to prove security. What you need to think about, therefore, particularly as IT, is how to preserve potentially large sets of information, how to do it quickly, how to prove that you've done it, and how to do it without interrupting business processes. Because you can't go around freezing data willy-nilly that business processes are depending on. Now, there are two ways to do this, depending on what you need. The first way is data in place. The second way is moving the data to a secure repository. You can do both. It really depends on what software you use and what your needs are.
Thank you, Christine. That's a lot of great information.
Todd, it was my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to this SearchStorage.com podcast.